Hi, everyone. This is Coach Bab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our episode number 66, our June 13th episode, Las Vegas Marijuana Lounges. Anthony Curtis, that famous Las Vegas insider, reports in his newsletter, the Las Vegas Advisor, that in a 4-1 vote last month, the Las Vegas City Council approved lounges for the consumption of cannabis. But before you think there's going to be a lounge at your favorite casino, that's not how it's going to work, at least not the first year. The law stated, the city law of Las Vegas stated that you could have a lounge if you had a license as a dispensary. So only the 12 dispensaries are going to be okay to create a lounge. So there won't be a lounge at your favorite casino on the Strip or on Fremont Street. At least at the present time. There's also a little pushback from the people on the state level. You know, whether they're going to challenge this or not, who knows? But right now, the lounges have been approved as long as they're associated with the 12 original licenses for the dispensaries. And as far as I know, none of them are on the Strip. So you're going to go traveling off the Strip. I don't know if you use marijuana, smoke marijuana, eat marijuana, whatever you do with marijuana. Here's the problem. Even though it's legal to possess and use marijuana in the state of Nevada, it's not always legal to use it anywhere you want to. Last podcast, we talked about McCarran Airport, for example. The international airport is not a place where you can use marijuana, take marijuana, have marijuana. And you can't use it in hotels. You can't use it in casinos. So if you're, you know, the casual vacationer, and you said, well, I never use marijuana legally, and I'm going to go to a dispensary. Like, where do you use it? You know, so that's the problem. And the lounges take care of that issue. So anyway, Las Vegas has approved them. And I'm sure if you want to use Las Vegas lounges, you'll find them. But they're going to be associated with dispensaries. So let's come back and talk about what we're having today in our podcast. Oh, and it's the end of season 6, 11 episodes a season. My goodness, we've been around for a while, 66 episodes. Okay, short break, we'll be right back. In the early 90s, the state of Indiana legalized casinos, and they were riverboat casinos. So it's fair to say that thousands and thousands of craps lovers have been shooting craps in Indiana for a quarter of a century and more. And why is that so important? Because I think it's easy to think that, craps players per se are from New Jersey, Atlantic City, or from Las Vegas, Nevada, Reno in Northern Nevada. But there are craps players everywhere in the country, and we have quite a following in the Midwest. And we often talk about our stays at the Rising Star in Rising Sun, Indiana, the Belterra in Florence, Indiana, the Hollywood, formerly the Argosy in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and so often dozens and dozens of stops at the Blue Chip in Michigan City, Indiana, which is in northern Indiana. And there are great craps players. There are great dealers in the state of Indiana. And we had two listeners who contact the show to tell us about their recent success. And let me review that with you. And these are crap shooters from the state of Indiana shooting craps at the Belterra in Florence and also at the Hollywood in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Two sweet little towns that we enjoyed many times. Indiana listener from the Midwest was shooting craps at the Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and hit 11 points and rolled for almost an hour. And we're figuring that, counting at the picture of his chips, that he's won close to $8,000. Whenever I hear these stories, I just think, why wasn't I at that table? And that's always one thing that encourages me to continue to play the game of craps, no matter what the strategy is. Tell me if you disagree. If I don't care what strategy you're playing, if you get to a hot table where the shooter just can't roll a 7 and just keeps making points, and in this case, 11, plus you think of all the numbers in between the points, you think, oh, this is heaven. You know, and, you know, half a dozen times or more, I've been at tables where the shooter has gone an hour, and I was one of them once for 45 minutes at the Rio, and I won thousands. But the point is, this is the great game of craps because you don't know where it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. But congratulations to Michael from the Lawrenceburg Hollywood Casino. 11 points and an hour of rolls. Fantastic. You know, another trend, I don't know if it's good or bad. I think it sounds more bad than good, but these riverboat casinos in the Midwest, you know, several of them are making a $5 table available 24/7, but this is the caveat. They make it crapless craps. And so just, you know, picture in your mind a craps table without a don't pass line. And so what happens to the 2, the 3, the 12, and even the 11 in this case? They become point numbers, and it's much more difficult to make a 2, 3, 11, or a 12 as a point number. You know, so the chances that you'd roll a 7 before you roll one of those is great. And we had someone who rolled nearly 45 minutes at the Belterra, and I played it at Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg and the Belterra, you know, dozens and dozens of times. I love both places, and throw in the Rising Star in Rising Sun, Indiana. I love that those three casinos in their little towns so much. But I know there are craps players there. You know, we had one of our meetings there with listeners in the Midwest, and I think we had 14, 15 people. It's just they know what they're doing when they're talking craps, when they're playing craps, when they're thinking craps. But if you're going to play a $5 table at the Belterra, you're forced to play a $5 crapless craps table. And that's just how it is. Well, despite that, which makes the pass line odds much greater than a regular craps table, we had a character roll 45, a friend of our podcast roll 45 minutes and pick up over $3,000. So $3,400 to be exact. So those of you living in other places, it's probably the same with you. You probably have seen people with great passion and knowledge with craps. I'm thinking of Jeremy Ellerick living in Colorado and the people that he's meeting there at the Saratoga Casino and his meet and greets. And, of course, Jeremy Ellerick is the producer, director, actor of the Color Up series on YouTube that has thousands, thousands, and thousands of subscribers. So, you know, it's just a cool thing to think that there are really high-quality crap shooters everywhere in the country. And I think that's one of the reasons our podcast has taken off the way it is because, you know, for our place, we don't just gamble in one casino or just Las Vegas or just Fremont Street in Las Vegas or just a strip in Las Vegas. We like to move around, and we have our favorites, of course, but it's not just one casino. And that makes us a little different. Okay, and we don't think that necessarily it's all about Las Vegas. I mean, that's not our focus. I think it's all about the game of craps. You know, no matter if you play it in Council Bluffs, Iowa, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Florence, Indiana, it doesn't matter to us. It's all about craps. And if you play it on the Las Vegas Strip or on Fremont Street, that's good too. So I want you to remember that. And both of these people were playing the pass line and just a regular game of craps. And how enjoyable is that? You know, you just go and you play the regular game of craps. And one final thing about crapless craps, the odds are much greater for you if you're a pass line player than regular craps on a regular table with a don't pass line. But here's one thing you can consider. Stay off the pass line and play Monopoly craps. And in craps talk today, that important and successful segment in our podcast, we will be talking to you about Monopoly craps. And who hasn't played the board game a couple hundred or maybe 1,000 times? Monopoly craps coming your way, and you can play it on a crapless craps table. You can play it on a regular table. It's just a fun way to play craps, but it's all about placing numbers and not using the pass line or the don't pass line if it's there. It's a quid take. We'll get to it later in the podcast. Okay, what else are we going to talk about today? Well, first, here's a little vignette demonstrating how mainstream American casinos have become in the way of life in this country. I think it's an amazing story. Here it is. So I attend a Catholic church about 3 miles or so from my house. I live in a small town, and the church is out of town. But it's a new building, and it's a sweet place. But anyway, their social committee has a trip planned, and the trip includes going to St. Anthony's Chapel in Pittsburgh and reviewing and considering and appreciating the relics that are found there. You know, the Catholic Church is filled with relics that tell stories of things generally long ago. So that's nothing out of the usual. But after that's completed, there's a buffet lunch at a club in Pittsburgh, and that's okay too. Still nothing unusual. But after the lunch, you have a choice to go to the Rivers Casino, where you would get $10 free slot play, or the Carnegie Science Center. Okay, so this combination of visiting St. Anthony's Chapel and appreciating the relics there and enjoying that experience is coupled to an option where you can attend the Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh and get $10 free slot play. And if you decide to do the casino, you'll be there from 1:30 to 4:30. So I think it's a humorous combination of a religious trip tied to a casino or a Carnegie Science Museum experience after the visit to the relics. But who would have ever guessed that combination would have existed? It just tells you how mainstream casinos have become in the, I think it's 41 states in the country that have them. You know, it's not exotic. It's just mainstream. You know, you're just going to stop in a casino for 3 hours after we visit a chapel in Pittsburgh. Okay. I just thought you'd enjoy that. So let's take a short break and come back for Craps Talk. Hang on.
3, 2, 1.
In Craps Talk today, we're going to introduce you to a new way to play, a little strategy. Maybe you can incorporate it into what you already do. But we call it Monopoly Craps. Remember that board game? How many thousands of times did you play that? Monopoly Craps. Well, first, let's think of the point numbers 4, 5, 9, 10, 6, 8 as streets and avenues. So we have 4th Street, 5th Street, 9th Street, 10th Street, and 6th and 8th Avenues. So in a way, the table is your town. The craps table is your town. All right, step one, buy a property on any street or avenue by placing it. And of course, that would be a point number. Buy a property on any street or avenue by placing it. Step two, collect the rent when the dice land on this property. That's the property that you bought. So you collect the rent when the dice land on this property. Step three, improve the property by pressing it one unit or buy more properties with the winnings until all the streets in town are covered. So you have a rental unit, as they say, a door on every street. Oh, man, in real life, I know somebody that has 32 doors, and the rent comes due on every day of the month. So every day of the month, this character has money coming in from his rental properties. So step two was to collect the rent when the dice land on this property. And then step three, you improve the property by pressing it one unit or buy more properties with the winnings until all the streets are covered. And here's an option. This has been around a while. It may appeal to you, but it's an optional thing to do when you're in this stage of the Monopoly game. You can use the field to help speed this up. So if you put money on the field, let's say you have, you bought 5th Street, 6th Avenue, and 8th Avenue. So you put money on the field hoping that, you know, you're able to cover, say a 9 comes up. Well, then you can cover 2 more numbers, you know, if it's a $5 table. That's option, though. If you don't want to go to the field bet, then you're just going to hang around till your properties give you enough money that you can cover all the numbers. So option A, we'll call that. Use the field to help you do this a little faster, and that's to own a property on every street. Every street's a point number, remember. Okay, step 4. Collect the rents, of course, and keep repeating step 3. Improve the property by pressing it one unit. Once the properties are all covered, you can still continue to press it by one unit. Okay, so that's step 4 and 5. Collect the rents, keep repeating step 3. And step 6, when you reach your personal limit on any number, I'm going to call that your hotel moment, okay, then you just leave it there and collect without improving this property anymore. That's big. Okay, I'm going to call this option B. Now, into the game a little bit. Once all the streets and avenues are owned, you're collecting rents and improving them by pressing them until you want to take a break. Take some time off. Tell a dealer which numbers are off or all of them. You know, just say, I'm taking a little break. Maybe you're going to wait for a vacation. Maybe the rental units are all empty. Okay, remember that your hotel moment is the maximum amount of money that you want to invest on any street or avenue. So say it's $50 or $60. And when you get to that hotel, then you're just going to collect. And of course, you can take your hotels off too if you go away, but you're not going to improve anymore. You know, for some people, it might be to the table limit. But for me, it's going to be $50 or $60. And then option C, this is one I play a lot. When you want to wait for a new shooter, you can also take everything off. And I say wait for the next vacation season, which the next vacation season is a new shooter. So if you follow this, have fun. You're playing Monopoly Craps. As in Monopoly Craps, as with any craps betting strategy or system, the investor can also go bankrupt, just like the board game. So play wisely. When the game starts, you can buy the 6 and 8 Avenue, or you can go 22 inside, you know, and buy 5th Street, 6th Avenue, 8th Avenue, and 9th Street. You can start with one property or several. That's up to you. That's another option. I often start with just the 6 and 8, and I often start with buying the 5th Street, 6th Avenue, 8th Avenue, and 9th Street. And then again, when the dice land on the property, hit a monopoly sense, you collect the rent and you buy more properties, or you press that property one unit. Oh boy, it's fun. And that's what we're all about, recreational gaming. So have fun with this one. Monopoly Craps, who knew? It's a ton of fun. Give it a try. And it's a blast. And you know what? Sometimes you win money. You know, it's not just a kid's board game anymore. Okay, that's Craps Talk for today. And we're back with some more important news about Las Vegas. Hey, well, in Pittsburgh, it's not about cheesesteaks like it is in Philly. Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh embraces the Primanti sandwich. And that's a sandwich, of course, that has everything on it, including the French fries. But it's not Primanti's, but the Berg sandwiches, as we like to say, the Berg sandwiches. The Still City sandwich opened at the Hard Hat Bar, and that's 1675 Industrial Street, and that's behind the Stratosphere. And this comes with tomatoes, Italian slaw, and hand-cut fries, and is served, as it is in Pittsburgh, on Italian white bread. And that's right, again, the fries are on the sandwich. So, you know, you can get kielbasa or chicken, you know, it's make it your way. But it's the Pittsburgh sandwich. We call it the Primanti Brothers sandwich here in Pittsburgh. And it's now in Las Vegas. And of course, Anthony Curtis also pointed this out, and we were glad to learn about it. And, you know, they have deals on bottles of Sol beer there, just a dollar around the clock. So, again, it's the Still City Sandwich at the Hard Hat Bar, and that's on 1675 Industrial, which is behind the Strat, as Golden Entertainment now calls it. Because they own it, they can call it whatever they want to. Okay, we'll be back. Our last chapter today, our last segment of the podcast. I just purchased a few weeks ago the latest book by Jean Scott. If you remember, in 1998, she became one of gambling's most recognizable names because of her book, The Frugal Gambler. It was a big seller, and it was really about video poker. Well, her new book, well, I shouldn't say new, it's been out for 2 years, but her latest book, The Frugal Gambler Casino Guide, is, I think it's better. I think it's actually better. It's much more comprehensive and discusses other aspects of video poker choices than just the games. But I just wanted to mention today, because I'll be drawing from this, you know, over our summer podcast when we come back in July, you know, some of the things that I think I wanted to share with you and discuss with you. But she says at the end of the book, and it's something that we say, and I think that's why I'm drawn to it. She said, you know, in the early goal was to break even in when she started to play video poker. And even on our play and enjoy the comps that made our casino life more fun and luxurious. And she's saying all these years later, that's still our goal. And I would have to agree with her. I don't care what strategy you use. I don't care how much you pay for dice control lessons. It's very challenging to consistently beat the casino. The house edge in the games are just, it's a great obstacle. And to try to get by them every time you go to a casino is very, very challenging. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you have to be wise about a number of things. But I think the biggest thing is to know when to quit. Know when to surrender when you're losing and losing and losing, and know when to quit when you're ahead. Remember that famous gambler's lament. I should have quit when I was ahead. But the strategies that we talk about here, the systems that we use, are fun to play. And if we weren't having fun with them and losing, you know, I'd stop doing them. So I try to enjoy them even when we're not successful. But sometimes we go on winning streaks. And, you know, as they say, alas, sometimes we go on losing streaks. But I want to ask you to take a look at our 3-2-1 system for pass line players. Also, if you want to use a hybrid system and employ the don't pass, take a look at deal or no deal. Both of those are on color up videos, and their namesake is 3-2-1 craps and deal or no deal craps. So those two look at. Monopoly craps, it's not anywhere but right here. But I really enjoyed the extended metaphor, and you know, you can have some success doing Monopoly craps. But as I said when we went over the game, you can also go bankrupt, you know. So these are negative expectation games. And so don't think that, you know, you can pay for this lesson in dice control, or you can buy this book or this video or this CD, and it's going to make you a consistent winner, because it's not. That's just how it is. And we're realistic about that. But we are recreational gamblers, which means we're doing it for the fun of it. And as Jean Scott says in her most recent book, that's what we want to do. We want to at least break even. Because if we break even, we're really ahead. Because we're generally not paying for all of our food. We're not paying for our drinks. And we're not paying for the rooms we're staying in. So I hope that makes sense to you. Thanks for following us. 66 podcast. Well, we're going to take a couple of weeks off, so we'll be back again either in the first week of July, but not on the 4th, or the second week of July. We might have to go that long, and we should have visited a couple of other casinos in that time, you know, from the time we go off today till you hear from us again. But you can always join us On Facebook, our group is just simply called as two words, Casinos USA. Follow us on Twitter at Casinos USA 2017. And check out our website, casinosusa.bet. And don't forget, if you have a question or a comment or you want to share a story, you know, I talk about casino capers, give us a call on our website, answering service, 24/7, 1-724-519-4556, 1-724-519-4556. And remember, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's what we're all about. And Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks, maybe three or four. So long, everyone.